Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Dr. Hakeem Collins, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and make sure that you sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a church in Chicago that's being threatened to be physically destroyed by city officials. That story, right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
According to Liberty Council, the city of Chicago is suggesting that they may bulldoze city churches if they continue to meet in person. Just one day after President Donald Trump declared that churches and other houses of worship to be essential, the city of Chicago's public health commissioner threatened to close and destroy the Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church, as well as other Romanian churches in the Windy City. In a hand-delivered letter to the pastor, Reverend Christian Ionescu, Commissioner Allison Arwadi wrote that, "I am authorized to seek to enjoin such nuisance or to cause the same to be summarily abated in such manner as I may direct." She ended the 3-page notice by stating that the city will take necessary steps to abate, including summary abatement. A summary abatement, as defined by the Illinois Supreme Court, is a means to put down or destroy without process. In short, she is saying that she will declare the church a public nuisance and physically destroy the building if necessary. In the defense of the church is Matt Staver and the Liberty Council. He says that in between President Donald Trump's announcement that houses of worship should be open and Memorial Day, where we honor brave men and women who fought and died for our freedom, Chicago threatens to close and even destroy churches. What a contrast. The executive orders from Governor J.B. Pritzker are an insult to the First Amendment and to all Americans who understand the price and value of religious freedom. Each day, the thug tactics to close churches in Illinois gets more bizarre and outrageous. The courts must stop this instantly. As churches are encouraged by the president to reopen and express their First Amendment rights to worship and freely assemble, let's keep in mind that the spiritual battle is far from over. In the poignant words of President Donald Trump, "In America, we need more prayer, not less." For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.